Why am I waiting for the Bride of Dracula to grace me with her presence when I should be out looking for my runaway wife? Ian watched as his best mate Crispin glanced around to make sure Vlad hadn't been close enough to overhear him. Ian didn't care. Vlad owed him for something. Ian couldn't remember what, since it was tied to his mostly missing previous month, but he knew it was significant. Sawed his host's temper tantrum if he overheard Ian calling him by his most hated nickname of Dracula. The fact that you can't remember the real reason behind your new attached state is why we're here, Crispin said. Vlad's wife knows a secret you were hiding from the rest of us. If it's the cause of your partial memory loss, we need to find it out before we proceed. Attached state? Ian's lips curled. Crispin still couldn't bring himself to say marriage. Every fiber of Ian's being should reject that word, too. Instead, he was driven by a near-crazed need to find Veritas, also known as the little vixen he'd wedded. True, he couldn't remember why he'd married Veritas. That part hadn't survived whatever process had torn most of his memories of the past several weeks from his mind, but he had a vivid recollection of their binding ceremony, even if the notion of him marrying anyone, let alone a law guardian, was laughable. Crispin had certainly believed Veritas's denials about their matrimonial state when she dumped Ian with Crispin a few days ago, then left with only a vague warning about an angry demon. Ian didn't remember that part either. He'd been unconscious, and with a vampire's near instantaneous healing ability, that shouldn't be possible. Whatever had stolen his memories had also left him, briefly, as vulnerable as a human, and the only person who knew how both had happened had fled. Sometimes Ian was so angry over that he could scarcely focus on anything else. But the rest of the time, his need to find Veritas had nothing to do with anger, and everything to do with the more powerful feeling burning through him. Ian. He looked up to see a raven-haired woman in the doorway, her scowling spouse right behind her. Sorry to keep you waiting, Layla continued before glancing behind her at Vlad. We were late because we were fighting.
Over me?
Ian let a sly smile lift his mouth. He would have taunted Vlad anyway. It was his nature. But for some reason, he had a stronger than normal urge to annoy his host.
Don't tell me I forgot something else significant about the past few weeks.
Vlad's growl at the innuendo caused Layla to shoot her husband a look. Your famous temper is why you're waiting outside during this conversation, she told Vlad. I can't trust you not to get your flame on otherwise. Even if Ian is just being Ian. And really. Now Layla's attention was back on him. Can't you resist being sleazy for 5 minutes? Ian gave her his most innocent grin.
Me? Innocent as a lamb I am.
Yeah, if that lamb also had a werewolf curse, Layla murmured. Then pity filled her gaze. Ian stiffened, though his grin remained in place. Whatever secret Layla knew about him, it was bad. You need to go too, Bones, Layla said, calling Crispin by his vampire name instead of the one he'd been born with. What I have to say is for Ian alone. Crispin's features drew together until he duplicated Vlad's scowl.
I hardly see why that's necessary.
Vlad's sharp laugh sliced the air.
If I couldn't convince her to change her mind, you think you have a chance?
Crispin looked as if he did. Before he could open his mouth, Ian pushed him toward the door.
Don't start a row, mate. Don't know what you're fussing about. I can tell you what she says afterward. You didn't before.
Crispin's voice was tight.
You refused, despite that refusal, endangering your life.
Phantom pain stabbed the back of Ian's head. He managed not to flinch. He'd shared much of what he remembered about the past month with Crispin, but not this.
Things have changed, Ian replied.
What Crispin didn't know, he couldn't fret about.
Go on. The faster you leave, the faster we'll have answers.
Crispin looked at Layla. Her expression hardened into a perfect mask of, you don't stand a chance.